The Tampa City Council today unanimously approved $37 million in contracts for the construction of a new Museum of Art and an expanded Curtis Hickson Park, but the vote was not without controversy. The problem for a couple of council members was the mayor's decision to put the projects in one resolution, when city staff had said last year the projects would be voted on separately. Public Works and Utilities Administrator Steve Dagnalt said at one time that the thought was one of the projects would be done earlier than the other, and that's the need for separate contracts, but that's no longer the case.
But the reason we've bought them together is because the contractor says, I can do best if I have all of this at once. I can give you the best price. My price is predicated on these things going together. So it is that price. It is the fact that they are linked utilities-wise and infrastructure-wise.
Skanska says it will cost over $26 million to build a new Tampa Museum of Art and approximately $12 million for a redesigned Curtis Hickson Park alongside Ashley Avenue in downtown Tampa. About $29 million is taxpayer funds from the Community Investment Tax. David Vaughn is Director of Contract Administration for the city. He tried to calm Councilmember John Dingfelder, who took exception to the city consolidating the contracts into one resolution.
You are only seeing them together, and they are only agreeing to the numbers and willing to sign this amendment if both of them are included. They are separate numbers so that we can track and make sure that the proper funds, we cannot mix funds from one to the other, but what you have before you is a contract action that is a single item that includes both of them.
And is that in writing and anywhere in my backup? Because I sure didn't see it last night.
Some city council members had no issue with voting on the two projects in one resolution. Councilman Charlie Miranda said he hadn't spoken at all with Mayor Iorio, but understood exactly what the city was aiming to do.
Without the park, who furnishes all the utilities to the other buildings that are going to be up, they're non-functional. Without the park and each one going on their own, the cost will rise. Without the park and having separate contractors possibly, the cost would also rise because you're going to have duplication of the same equipment doing two things in one area.
As the debate continued, Councilman Joe Catano grew antsy and said it was time to vote.
Isn't this our intent?
Yes.
To get this project
yes.
going? Then can we make another motion to put them, the three of them, inclusive into one
already,
package?
Already
there.
Already
That's
doing it.
The
most estimate.
What are we bickering for? Let's get it over with.
But Councilwoman Mary Mulhern was unhappy that the council could not vote on separate projects.
My interest in this is very sincere, so apparently no one else is particularly interested.
Mulhern, a former employee at the Tampa Museum of Art, said she wanted it known that she was thrilled that the construction of a new Museum of Art was now imminent. But she wanted to ask that those art fans put energy into holding the city accountable for the restoration of Kylie Park, which is located south of Curtis Hickson on Ashley Avenue.
I hope that we'll have your support for that park, too, because it's a beautiful piece of art. It is the strongest piece of art, world-class art, that we have in this city, and this one of the best pieces of, probably the best piece of landscape architecture in the state. So I want that to be on the record. That's why I wanted these separately, because I think that Kylie Park is being ignored and has been for years, and I want that to be remedied.
City Administrator Steve Dagnalt then tried to placate Mulhern, assuring her that the city would address the issues with Kylie Park.
The contractor and our staff have been focused on getting these numbers with the park and the museum and
sure.
getting forward. Once this is underway, we will be focusing on Kylie, and we'll be coming back to the council with a proposal on the repairs to Kylie.
Although we voted for the resolution, Councilman John Dingfelder appeared angered by the switch in tactics by the Iorio administration.
I think what we've seen is a little bit of political shenanigans, a little bit of political bait and switch. I think that's the kind of thing that we expect to see out of Washington, but I don't think it's the kind of thing, the sort of thing that we should see here in Tampa. And that's the part that bothered me. That's what inspired me to send that email yesterday, and that's what inspired most of this conversation. I apologize to everybody out there. Y'all aren't used to this, and that's fine, and I appreciate it, and then maybe another 10 minutes you get to go home and do your normal life. But these issues are important because it really reflects on how we operate.